After watching the Packers beat the Carolina Panthers, 70,000 fans come streaming out of Lambeau Field. Among them is Wayne Scalino. He looks like a typical Packer fan, wearing the team's green and gold, until he opens his mouth and unleashes that accent.
Wayne Scalino from Sydney, from Cronulla in Sydney, Australia.
5 months ago, Scalino was a telephone salesman with a wife and two little boys living down under. He decided to take the ultimate Lambeau leap and move up north for the football season. He did it after something his brother-in-law said struck a chord.
He said, a man without a dream will never have a dream come true. And it rang true with me. It really did.
With his wife's permission, Scalino sold the house and quit his job to move to Green Bay. Scalino's been a Packer fan since he was about 12 years old, but it's hard to catch the games on Australian television. So he thought it was time to stop dreaming about going to a game and do it. And if he was going to go for it, go all the way.
But yeah, it took us 4 or 5 months to plan. And we got here and we thought, if we're going to come, we're going to spend the money, invest the money in coming. We might as well stay and really make a season of it.
I think that's crazy. I think he's nuts. But, you know, if you're a diehard Packer fan, whatever, yeah. Do what you gotta do.
Maggie LaCrosse has heard of the Australian Packer fan, so has William Burt.
I think it's pretty crazy. I mean, that's pretty hardcore to turn your whole life around and chase the Packers. I mean, you know, I mean, that's a long ways to go from Australia.
The news media has picked up on the Scalino story. Mike Heft is a reporter for the Green Bay Press-Gazette. He first wrote about Scalino 2 years ago. Heft has heard just about every Packer fan story there is, including divorce cases where the custody fight isn't over the kids, but who gets the season tickets. Heft says Scalino really is a feel-good story.
I think his attitude, his enthusiasm is really infectious. You know, when he starts talking about Packers football, it people here kind of just relate and say, yeah, now, you know, you can kind of see what would bring somebody from the other side of the planet all the way here for what we get to experience, you know, every Sunday.
Scalino blogs about his odyssey on his website, and he plans to write a book when he returns to Sydney after the Super Bowl. As word of the family's adventure spread around Green Bay, they were offered an apartment just 6 blocks from the stadium. Someone loaned them a truck. He's a finalist to enter the team's Fan Hall of Fame. And strangers began calling to offer the most important ingredient for their plan, game tickets. Wayne Scalino has attended every game so far, but he's not going to Detroit today. He wants his family to experience another American tradition.
You know, like I say, this is a football trip, but it's also about family, and I wanted to spend Thanksgiving with friends and family. That's the only game we'll miss. Straight to Dallas after that, and then back here, and then we've got St. Louis and Chicago. Yeah, and a few more games here, and then the playoffs. If all the playoff games could be here, that'd help our budget. So that's what we're hoping for.
Spoken like a true Packers fan, accent and all. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.
WPR, baby! Pack attack! That's right.